Hello, my name's Barnaby Edwards, and I play Paul Hunt in Cyberman, and indeed in Cyberman 2.
Hello, Barnaby.
Hello, Nick.
Could you explain, as if I didn't know, the interesting way in which we made Cyberman?
Well, I mean, you will obviously know the reasons why we made it in an interesting way, but I think it's unusual in the world of Big Finish in that, you know, normally we record a Big Finish story and we do what's called rehearse record. So everyone will have had their scripts in advance, they'll all have kind of prepared them in their own individual houses and flats and apartments, and then they'll come into the studio and we do, on a scene-by-scene basis, we'll rehearse, read through the scene in the studio live while we tweak all of the levels, and then we'll record as many takes of that particular scene as it needs. But with Cyberman, we actually had a sort of... we were going to record it live, or as live.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, good luck to you too.
Good luck, studio.
There'll be some sound effects right at the beginning, Lizzie. Lizzie? There'll be some sound effects right at the beginning.
Okay.
All right. So we had a full kind of rehearsal with live sound effects being done by John Ainsworth, sort of live Foley effects, as they call it. So, you know, shaking of bits of metal to simulate the spaceship blowing up and things like that. And you were feeding in the cyber... the Cybermen and the Cyber Planner and all the cyber voices, which you'd already pre-recorded. But effectively, it was going to be done as live. We were going to kind of swap all our little booths and change voices and change characters and everything. And we were supposed to have a live audience as well. So we had an invited audience to kind of listen in the green room to us recording this magic live. I think the reason, but you can enlighten me, was because you didn't quite have enough time to edit it afterwards.
That was, it was sort of the reason. That was beautifully described, by the way. My favourite bit of Foley by John Ainsworth is when you had to get out of bed at the beginning and put your clothes on.
And he, oh, yes!
And he was unzipping his trousers and everything to get all the right noises. We're all sort of, I didn't know whether to avert my eyes or not. There was a question of having... not quite enough time, I thought, to do all the post-production. But also, I just wanted to... I'd been doing Big Finish for what seemed like ages then, which seems crazy because it was so long ago. And I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do it a different way.
Everyone, hello.
Hello, yeah.
Let's have a... we're going to record this.
Right.
So let's have a good old go.
I think it did give it a... it gave it, as a sort of from the performance point of view, it gave it a very, very sort of immediate... thing. And I do think those Cyberman recordings have a different feel to like a normal Big Finish that I've acted in, or indeed that I've directed, because they're very tense kind of political thrillers and full of suspense and full of kind of claustrophobic situations and very sort of intense scenes. And I think because we were up against that timing factor, and because we could hear the effects live and the sort of monster voices live as well, which you don't normally hear, I think it did give it a special quality. So yeah, I think in terms of an artistic experiment, I think it was, you know, really brilliant. I don't personally ever want to have to direct anything live myself, but feel free to try again.
No, I was about to say, I think I got it out of my system doing that.
I can't remember who was in the invited audience.
The funny thing was they couldn't see us.
That's right. Didn't they say afterwards we came out sort of, you know, sweating blood, and you kind of had, you know, you'd lost 10 stone in the studio, and we said, well, what did you think of that? And they said, yeah, well, it was nice of you to play the first episode to us. We were doing that live, but they obviously couldn't see.
Luckily, it wasn't quite as crushing as that, actually, because of a technical error. I don't know whether you remember this. It only came back to me the other day, which was someone said to me, you know, you could have just been playing us a CD for all we knew, except for one thing, because we could hear all your cueing. So I was cueing sound effects and things and cueing you all for scenes, and I'd say, and scene four, go, and cue, and all this. And Toby had unknowingly routed it all so that actually went onto the feed that they had in the green room. So they kept hearing me cue things. So that really made them feel that it was a live performance.
Oh, but yeah, brilliant.
If that hadn't have accidentally happened, they would have all just thought that we had just played them a CD and sat in the other room having coffee.